pretty good. How about that yourself?
Oh, not too shabby. You guys seeing some rain, or did you run into any weather on your way out there?
Oh, on the way out there, it was beautiful. But, our first yesterday morning, it rained. It practically poured for a good 3-4 hours of the day. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vincent, the Sox Center FFA chapter, how many members do you have out there this year?
We have 7 and then our advisor, Tammy Mittendorf.
Mm-hmm. And Vincent, yourself, you're serving as an officer this year, right?
Yes, sir. I'm the treasurer.
Treasurer with the Sox Center FFA. And, well, what's been taking up your time at convention so far this week?
Mainly just expos. Every now and then we go to a little talk where they just tell us how we can be more involved with our communities and whatnot, you know, trying to make us better leaders.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say FFA has really developed their leadership skills as well. And what kind of effect has FFA had on just your general life so far, would you say?
Well, it's made me a little more comfortable talking in front of people I don't know, meeting new friends, especially at state and national conventions. You know, it's a real confidence booster. And then there's people who know, you know, Dad's a farmer, so it's not that hard to make conversation with people who know a little bit about farming. So.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything on your must-see or must-to-do list while you're out at convention this week?
Not really. I just really came here to see what it's like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Did you go last year, or is this your first year at National Convention?
This is my first year. Last year, only the officers went, and I wasn't an officer last year. But this year, now we're going to go every other year. So then juniors and seniors have the option to go instead of just officers. So.
You know, it's got to be amazing, too, when they say roughly 70,000 people that are going to be there. I mean, they're not kidding. Wherever you turn, there's a blue jacket, right?
Oh, it's insane. We drove here from the hotel, and you're seeing cars with, on the way up here, we saw a Jeep with a FFA symbol on the back, and you see blue jackets almost everywhere you turn.
Mm-hmm. Vincent, as a chapter in Sox Center, what are some of the highlights you guys do during the year?
Well, every year during the summer, we do a tractor drive, which is very fun. We usually get, I don't know, between 20 to 50 tractors out there. And then what else? We help with breakfast on the farm. Trying to think. Oh, yeah, we always go in the parade. You know, it's just a little stuff every here and there.
Mm-hmm. Is FFA, is it kind of making you... I guess helping your decision as a career after high school, is FFA influencing that at all by chance?
Not really, because I plan on going to Ridgewater for auto tech or mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
FFA is kind of making me debate whether going to, you know, somewhere else for diesel mechanics maybe. So
okay.
I don't know.
And I'm sure you hear there's plenty of need out there for somebody who can fix something there, Vincent.
Yeah, there always is, especially on them John Deere's.
Yeah. Oh, neat deal. Well, Vincent Marthaler, we appreciate your time. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day. Have fun, enjoy the convention, and have a safe week, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call. Vincent Marthaler joining us from the Sox Center FFA chapter. As he is in Indianapolis this week for the National FFA Convention.